The Archaeological Museum of Alava began long ago. The first attempts at its establishment date back to the 18th century, and the initiative of a variety of local intellectuals and collectors, such as Diego Lorenzo Prestamero or Joaquín José Landázuri, who also participated in the foundation of the Royal Society of Friends of the Basque Country. Interest in archaeology rose after the discovery and excavation of the dolmen in Eguilas. Its purchase was the first known case of interventionism by a government authority in the protection of local heritage. Amid such an unfavourable, politically volatile backdrop at the time, many researchers took to searching the region of Álava, instigating excavations which in turn led to the first collections of objects. Chief among these researchers was Federico Baraybar, who gathered materials from different archaeological sites to found what he himself named an introductory museum at the Ramiro de Maeztu High School, now the seat of the Basque Parliament. Later, the materials yielded by the excavations carried out by Enrique de Aguren and José Miguel de Barandiarán were kept at the School of Arts and Crafts. Together with Telesforo Aranzadi, they were the pioneers of modern archaeology in the Basque Country. After the Spanish Civil War, the Provincial Council of Álava commissioned Domingo Fernández Medrano to bring together the objects scattered across the province in two rooms of the Palacio Agustín, in what is known as the House of Álava. Finally, the growing number of excavations and the volume of materials collected led to the museum being moved to the building of the Casa de los Guevara Gobeo San Juan, located in the city's old town. Here, after sharing the space with an armory collection, the Museum of Archaeology of Álava was founded in 1976 as the immediate predecessor to the present-day museum.